Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. For the last 13 years, Edith Davidson and Diane Cooper have been meeting with new mothers to talk about anything and everything having to do with the adventure on which they have just embarked. For the last several years, the gatherings, known as Stork Bites, have been held at the Sharon Community Presbyterian Church in Moon Township. Davidson and Cooper divide the Stork Bites meetings into six-week classes, with many of the mothers attending multiple sessions. New mother Mita did not want to share her last name as she looks for a new job, but she says she has brought her baby girl Shalom to Stork Bites for the last 3 weeks.
This is my first baby, and I wanted to breastfeed exclusively with her, and I was kind of having some trouble with it in the beginning, so I just thought it would be good to come and be around other people that were maybe a little bit more informed than me or more experienced, or and just, you know, get some help and support, meet other moms, meet other babies. I look forward to this meeting. It's nice just because I don't have, like, my partner works all the time, and I don't have lots of friends where I live or anything or know any other parents.
My name is Jenny Pittman, and my son is Lachlan, and we've been coming here since Lachlan was 3 weeks old, and he's now 3 months. Well, I'm new to the Pittsburgh area and new to motherhood, so it was a great way for me to get out of the house. It gave me, like, a goal for a day, because when you're postpartum for the first few weeks, you're locked at home for quite a while, so it helps to get out of the house, and also just meeting the other mothers, it was really nice to share the stories and the positives and the negatives of new motherhood. It's made a huge difference. I've made a fantastic circle of friends, and everything's easier with mothering now, and I'm a breastfeeder, so it's given me a lot of confidence with that as well. It's helped in every way possible.
My name is Amanda Reed, and this is my daughter Zoe, and we've been coming. This is our third Stork Bites group. We started in December. She was born in October. It was just an opportunity for me to get out and meet moms that are in the same situation that I am, their spouses work or their partners work, and just needed people to talk to, you know, people that can relate with what you're going through. So it made it nice, plus it gives her a chance to meet new babies too, the curiosity factor. So it may seem like, you know, you're just taking time out of your day to just go sit in a circle and talk to people, but it really is educational, because if there's something that you think that you're struggling with and you're not sure if it's normal or if, you know, anybody else going through it, you can talk about it and they can give you advice. You know, if they're, even if it's just a couple months difference between your child and theirs, you know, it's something they may be going through or, you know, have already gone through. And there's a handful of us, actually the two ladies over there and a couple more that should be coming, that we get together and we go for walks in the park, and we're hoping to have picnics over the summer and things like that. So yeah, we all talk on Facebook and try to make plans to get together here and there, so it's pretty nice.
Those social gatherings outside of the Stork Bites meetings might become a bit more important next year. Cooper and Davidson are retiring from running Stork Bites at the end of 2016. They'll hold sessions starting July 5th, September 6th, and November 1st before moving on to their next adventure. They hope to find new volunteers to lead the program. To learn more about others making a difference in the community, go to wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is positively impacting our region.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.